Blog Talk Radio.
Here. Is the computer loading? Is it buffering? Hey. Show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people's show. Where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. Well, for this show, it'll be the last 2 weeks, because my bad about last week. My intentions are always, anytime I got to take a trip, you know, pack up the laptop, pack up the microphone, and we take an offering with us. And we've done that a few times. We've done remote locations. We've broadcast from Kentucky, from the mountains in Virginia. We broadcast from all over, but I took the laptop, I took the microphone, but, you know, the time difference honestly messed me up. And when I was thinking I had an hour and a half to start the show, I really had 30 minutes, and it was we was drunk at a bar. So my apologies for last week. Sorry for missing the show. But again, I don't get paid for this. I kind of just do this out of labor of love because I really enjoy talking to the people. So, you know, no harm, no foul. I mean, can't really complain about when you're getting something free and get a chance to speak your voice. If you ever want to speak your voice and I'm not around, I'll let y'all start the show. So, you know, so we back. It's been 2 weeks, but we back. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Welcome to the Off-Ramp, the show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. If you want to call in, 929-477-3975, you can hit us up on all the social medias at the Off-Ramp, something at the Off-Ramp show. Shout out to my brother who hooked all that up for us. I got to do better at posting from there, and I think I will get better. I was looking at it since we got the pages and all that stuff. I was looking at different ways to post from there. It's one of those things where, like, I enjoy, you know, because, you know, I pay for this out of my own pocket, but I enjoy, you know, doing the show, rapping to the people, rapping to my folks, cracking jokes about what happened, seeing what everybody else thought was interesting and not just talking over, you know, over the phone and all that stuff, by tweeting and all that stuff. I enjoy doing this, but it's one of those things where, if I was starting a business, I use that extra energy to make sure everybody in the world can see that I'm hosting a podcast like every other million person in the world. Even though we've been on the air for about 6 years, if I'd have known that I could have got paid for this 6 or 7 years ago when we first started it, then I might have done a little bit more. But now I kind of want this to be like pirate radio, you know. I need to figure out how to get my own signal just on, you know, I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to work hard to get our own website that we can broadcast from, and it just be pirate radio. It just be relentless, lawless, and that'd be it. But, you know, so again, if y'all want to call in 929-477-3975, DJ C-Tyron is running around somewhere around here. We just got in from track practice, so even though I'm not late on broadcasting the show, still a lot of running around. She didn't have my damn dinner ready when I got home, so we might have to tussle. No, I'm just playing. I don't even got that kind of house show. But I do want to find, I do be firing her up. Because I'm like, yeah, you be home all day, but she's not feeling well today. It's been a long vacation. And look, we traveled all the way to Kentucky, which is already a 12-hour drive. What stops is like 13. Then we decided to go run to the Memphis game to go see John Morant and Anthony Edwards battle out. And that was dope because it was only like 2.5 hours from where we were. but it's like 2.5 hours like west and south. So coming back, yo, it was like a 14-hour trip, yo. And we did that shit all in one day. So it was a long day, long week. So, you know, can't knock nobody. But we're going to get right back to all the stuff we missed. We missed a lot of stuff the last 2 weeks. A lot's been going on. A lot of sports been going on. Let me welcome in my man, New York, New York, New York, New York. Welcome to the building. What's popping, my G? You still, look, last time I saw you here, you were somewhere out west diving off a canyon. You know, everything good?
Most definitely. Just like you, look, I'm glad I thought it was a show. I thought it was a show last week. I'm glad I didn't miss it. Yeah, I was in Vegas. I was in Vegas. They had me on a Skywalker. They had me in the Grand Canyon. You know what I mean? All the way up there in the mountains. And my legs was trembling. Mad wind gusts blowing. You know what I mean? I don't do heights, but I mean, it was a beautiful experience. Vegas, 10 out of 10. I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back for sure.
Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Vegas. That's love right there. I got my man Bills Mafia on the line. If you want to chime in, I got you off mute. But if you want to just stay quiet, just mute your phone so we don't hear background noise. But if you want to hop in, man, welcome to the show, my man Bill Mafia. I forgot what your other nickname was, but you know, always glad to have you on the show. So Vegas, so you went out, did you take a helicopter through the Grand Canyon?
Hell no. I can't do a helicopter. I'm so scared of heights. I can't do a helicopter. I'll be barely surviving on a plane, my G. Like when I flew to Hawaii, I didn't know how long the flight was. I was scared. Like every time I get on an airplane, I'll be praying. My eyes is closed. My eyes is closed and everything. I'll be praying for the first 20 minutes when we get in the air. We all fine or whatever. But some airlines, y'all mean, you know, some airlines don't even have a little TV in the background so you can calm your nerves and stuff like that. All you got to do is listen to music and pray. Listen to music and pray. But when we in the air, ain't nothing. It feel like a regular car ride. But as soon as we hit that turbulence or you hit that little dip, oh, my God, I'm still praying. I'm praying. I close my eyes and I still pray.
Bro, look. I ain't knocking you, because I hate flying in planes too. I don't know if that's just a Northeast thing. I hate flying in planes, but you know what I started doing, yo. You know, do the little 420 before I hit the airport. Happy 420 to everybody out there. Happy 420. I get my little 420. Yeah, and I take 2 Benadryl, bro. And honestly, I'm damn near asleep before that plane even take off. And by the time, like, I wake up, like, I'm usually landed. But the Hawaii is different. You know, Hawaii, long-ass flight, yo. But when I went to, Spain, you know, the good thing is that was overnight. And they had, I don't know if I told the story on here, but they had free, we flew, I don't know what airline we flew. I got to ask DJ C-Sign. But it was free Heineken's and free Coronas. And I popped, like, 4 Benadryl. And when they told me free Heineken's, free Coronas, I said, oh, man, I'm going to end up killing myself, yo, because I'm going to take advantage of this free Coronas and free Heineken's. By the time we landed in Paris, because we landed in Paris first, the lady told me we are out of Heineken. And the only thing I could have was Corona. And she's like, I don't know how you're standing. DJ C-Sign was so bad because I just kept getting up and peeing, yo. And I was stumbling because I was drunk and high off Benadryl. So, yeah, next time you get on a plane, yo, just take 3 Benadryl, yo. Your nerves will be fine. You're going to be too sleepy to be nervous. But that's what's up, man. Glad you had a good trip. Glad you enjoyed it. All right, let's get right to the day. So, it's been 2 weeks, man. It's been 2 weeks. We got a lot of stuff to catch up on. I know one of the main things, I should wait for a woman to talk about this. So, because I wanted to talk about the Cam Newton comments. Now, I put them in the chat, New York, New York. Did you read the Cam Newton interview with Gilly? And I forgot the lady's name. I don't even want to disrespect her. But did you see the Cam Newton comments this past week on about how he doesn't want a bad bitch?
Yeah, nah. So I was actually just reading the before we even got on the phone. I was actually just reading it, just reading the little article that you posted in the joint. I ain't here to interview or anything like that. But I was reading a little article that you posted in the chat about it.
Okay, so I just want so the listeners know, Cam Newton was on with Gilly the Kid and Wallow on the $1 Million Worth of Game podcast. He also had an interview with a young lady, and I forgot her name. I follow her on Instagram. She's a popular, like, female football player and, old track runner from college, and she's got a good Instagram following and all that stuff. But so the quote the quote from Carolina Panther, Cam Newton, I guess ex-Carolina Panther, ex-New England Patriot, he said, "I knew what a woman was, not a bad bitch. A bad bitch is a person who is just, you know, girl, I'm a bad bitch. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I look the part, but I don't act the part." Cam Newton's definition of a woman is, quote, handling your own, but knowing how to cater to a man's needs. He told co-host Gilly the King and Wallow that a bad bitch cannot cook and you don't know when to be quiet. So I thought this was funny, but he got killed for it. So he had to come out with another statement saying that he doesn't want to beat up his queens. He was just trying to say, I'm trying to find the quote now. He was just trying to differentiate between a woman and a bad bitch. So I thought the comments were interesting. I thought they were hilarious. I don't know why we hold Cam. I don't know why people talk to these athletes. And when they have these type of opinions, why do they get so upset about it? Cam Newton said he doesn't want a bad bitch. He wants a woman. Women got offended because a woman in their eyes should be whatever they want. But a man should be able to have his preference. The woman's movement is part of Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, all these female rappers talking about how they bad bitches, and that's not what Cam Newton wants. I don't see the problem. I can understand if he called all women bitches, but he didn't. Now, I don't think Cam really knows what he's talking about. I think he just doesn't want to flamboyant. I guess flamboyant is the wrong word, because ain't flamboyant gay. Or I guess he just doesn't want like a show me type woman. Which is interesting, because I would say Cam Newton walks around dressed like a bad bitch all the time. But maybe, like, he only wants, like, a compliment of him and not someone who acts like him. So I thought it was interesting. So, DJ T-Sign, as a woman, were you offended by Cam Newton's comments when he said he didn't want no bad bitch and that's not the definition of a woman?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't think that was the quote. I didn't look into it. I thought he said something like more like women shouldn't be working. But maybe that was the previous comment.
He said a bad bitch don't know when to shut up. A woman does. A woman should be able to cater, should know how to cater to a man's needs.
I guess, what's the definition of a bad bitch, number one, because I don't think that has anything to do with no one not shutting up. So
he said a bad bitch cannot cook and don't know when to be quiet.
I don't know what that means. What does that have to do with being a bad bitch? I thought being a bad bitch is someone that your business
See, I don't think even Cam knows.
Right. And I don't know why he would eat, like, that doesn't even make sense. And it's just, this is the second time Cam has said something about women. He needs to just teach his comments about.
But he's from Alabama. He's from the South. He was raised by his mom and his dad in a good Christian household with a grandma. So maybe they, you know, think that he shouldn't be doing some of this stuff. Now, New York, New York, did you read the comments? What did you think about them? I just thought they were hilarious.
Yeah, so I was reading it through, and then I feel like more from like I understand what DJ C. Siren is saying, because at the end of the day, I mean you can still be a I'm not going to say the B word or air, but you can still be a bad woman and still take care of your own, still take care of all the other stuff that you need to. But I think more in this conversation was just Cam Newton. It was more of a conversation. Cam Newton was hanging with his boys or whatever, right? So he was hanging with his boys, and then he gave off his opinion of the different type of woman that he experienced in life. It's just like that. So, yeah, so I think he, in this situation, he was just talking about, okay, these are the women that I prefer, but the woman that I don't prefer, I'm not going for that. And he was talking, he was literally like with Gilly and Wallow and stuff like that. He was just talking to his boys and stuff like that. And I think people blew it out of proportion, but I mean, he had to make a difference between the two. And that's, I feel like he could have made a better difference between the two. But yeah, that's how it is. I mean, when you talk with your boys, it'd be like, oh, well, yeah, this is the type of woman that I prefer. Boom, boom, boom. This is not the type of woman that I prefer. And I think he just got caught up in that. I think once the interview got out, everybody tried to like think piece it and everything like that. And it just ran with it. It really just ran with it, because you already know, you when you talk with your boys or whatever, you can say stuff like that, boom, boom, boom. It is really not that serious, and not to be taken out of context, because we already know what we're talking about. We in the center of when we talking with our boys or whatever. But once it gets put out to social media and everybody else, they're going to take it and run with it in a certain type of way. Just exactly like the bad woman who classify themselves as bad women, and be like, oh, well, how we bad women, we don't know how to cook, or how we bad women, we don't know how to shut up. I mean, so some people get defensive in that sense. And then in a sense of where you can have a close conversation with your boys or whatever, and then now it comes out to the public, and then certain other people get defensive. So, yeah, I feel like that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, because that's a huge factor. I mean, that's the thing that happens with a lot of these podcasts. Yeah, she's good. DJ C. Siren can cook. She's still a bad bitch to me. But, yes, that's what happens with a lot of these conversations. Like, you talk with your boys, you talk with your friends, and especially, like, on a podcast like Million Dollars Worth of Game, because it's such a popular podcast, you get comfortable and you start talking like no one else is there, and you get comfortable, right? Like, we do it here, but that's a lot of the reasons why I use fake names, because I know some of us, you know, like, once we get comfortable, we start having a good conversation, the jokes can fly, and then people might get offended, and you don't mean to offend nobody. You just talk and shop, but a lot of us are far away. We're away from our friends and family. We're all got busy lives, so this is part of the reason why we started a podcast, and we just come together wherever we at, you know, and just rap. So I think you're absolutely right. New York, like, talking the shit to his boys, having a little fun, didn't think about the severity, and everybody's sensitive these days. Like, I think anybody who sat there and watched the interview knew, like, Cam wasn't making, like, a definitive, thoughtful statement on the state of women in America or in the world. He was just talking shit with his boys about, like, what he likes at this age. Now, if you'd have talked to Cam when he was in Florida, maybe that thing would have been different. But he's older now. He's damn near at the end of his career. I don't even think he has a team he's on. He might be looking for somebody who can cook. Ain't no point in paying for a chef now. If you ain't going to be in the league, you got to find a woman that's going to be able to feed you. you know, save some money. So, and I, again, I don't know why everybody gets so offended, but it's the main reason. Look, it's one of those things. Oh, go ahead, DJ. Sorry,
how about that? No, well, I was going to say, just kind of going back, I guess, you know, I guess we can equate him saying, I guess, bad bitch is equated to what we used to be called, I guess, a trophy, you know, wife or
trophy wife.
Yeah, someone that's there to look good, only really interested off the looks and, you know, just there to be cute, young and cute and don't cook and not a housewife. You know what I'm saying? Not about, like, I don't know about the talking part. That sounds, that's a little.
So don't know when to be quiet.
I don't know when to be quiet. I don't know about that. But, yeah. I don't know if that has to do with the profile that I'm thinking of. But anyway. someone like that. And, that's not really, I don't think that's really misogynistic. But, I mean, if you want somebody with a little bit more of a homemaker, I guess that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't see the big deal because, like, unless you're thinking that Cam is one of these people that should be, like, you take stock in what he thinks in women. But, yeah, I mean, and my last point was, what New York Bjork was saying, it's the same reason why I'm hesitant to give, like, my son my phone. And it's the reason why I don't look through DJ C. Siren's phone. We've been together. We'll be married 10 years this June. And I've held her phone in my hand plenty of times and I never looked through it. And it's not because I think she's cheating on me or she's doing anything behind my back. It's just that if I read a conversation between one of her and her girlfriends, whatever she's saying about me, because I know she complains about me to her friends. Yeah, that's what friends are for. I complain about her to my friends all the time. And if she went through my text messaging and, you know, and read about, like, maybe times when I was upset with her, or maybe I was just cracking jokes with my boys about how awful marriage is, right? She might take that out of context and be all upset. But, like New York said, it's certain ways you can talk with your boys where they know how your sense of humor is, and certain ways you can talk to other people. And I think that we get, you know, we kind of forget that these podcasts, these mediums go out to so many different people. And Cam just got caught talking shit to his boys, and it went out to the world, and he got some backlash for it. I'm pretty sure he don't care. But that's all I got on Cam. Anybody got anything else?
Look, yeah, and I'm glad y'all shared that transparency, because a lot of people in relationships in this time don't understand that sort of type of transparency. But, yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean, just by going through the phone?
It's just like going through the phone and stuff like that. Like, just going through the phone. Like, I have no problem with nobody going through my phone or whatever like that, unless you want some malicious intent or whatever, and you're just trying to find a problem or whatever. But if you got that certain type of transparency this is how I talk with my boys, and I talk to you different and stuff like that. If there's an understanding in that, I mean, yeah, like, at the end of the day, I mean, the people in a relationship, you know what I mean, you're going to do shit that I don't like. I'm going to do shit that you don't like. But we have our friends to actually lean back on and shit like that. And then, yeah, I mean, just talk shit about, like, we could be talking shit about anything or whatever, right? And it won't even be that serious. It really won't even be that serious in a sense, right? And unless you understand that. But, yeah, that's where the transparency come into play, because at the end of the day, you talk with your boys different than you talk with everybody else. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got on that. All right, what else we got? Well, we might as well just go into just quick side little news. Well, New York Mirror, you got anything you wanted to talk about before I just run off these old topics so we can catch up?
Nah, I'm ready for the conversation. I've been MIA for 2 weeks. I'm ready for the conversation.
Hey, me too, bro. Me too. All right, so DJ C. Siren, you wanted to talk about Black China and the Kardashians. So what's going on with that?
So basically, Black
so
Tiger.
Who was Black Tiger? She was Tiger's wife, right?
Yeah, or baby mom.
Put the lime in the coconut and twisted Lala. I like Tiger.
She's now the thorn of the Kardashian side probably for the last 10 years or so.
Is that why she started dating white people again? Because she's tired of black people and Kanye and Black
Tiger. It's still up in the air on exactly how she started dating the brother Kardashian. We'll just call him that because Beach Bum Gun won't know his name.
There's a dude Kardashian?
Yeah, Rob. He's the one that was really, really attractive and then gained a whole lot of weight.
What's wrong with fat people?
He just doesn't carry it right. I mean, not like you, baby.
Oh, I'll look at you.
So basically, if you didn't know, Tiger left, his baby mama, Black Chyna, started dating Kylie.
He got a baby with her?
Yeah.
Tiger's girl got a baby with a Kardashian?
No. What?
Tiger's baby daddy, mama.
Baby mama.
Got a baby with a Kardashian?
Yes.
So she got two babies.
Yes.
Man, yo, you gotta appreciate her hard work.
Oh, she hustles hard. So after
she a bad bitch.
She's definitely a bad bitch. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Black Tiger, wherever you are a bad bitch. So, which hey, if you're not Cam Newton, you might appreciate. So, of course, Tiger left. Black Chyna for the Kardashian sister, Kylie, the one that has a baby by Travis Scott now, dated her before she was legal.
Do all their names start with a K?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're all KKK? Are their middle names start with K?
I don't know.
Because if their middle names start with K, then we should have had a discussion about this a long time ago.
Hopefully not. I don't know. I don't know about their middle names. Anyways.
Wow, they all start with a K?
They all start with a K. He was with her, and supposedly we thought, there's still the theory that as for revenge, she got in because she was friends with the older Kardashian sisters, Kim. And so since he left her and got with the younger sister, she, in theory, got in with the brother to basically, F you for taking my man, maybe. Mm. Anyways, but because they're in this reality show world, there's a lot of money taking place. There was an offshoot of the Kardashians' very popular reality show, which was going to feature Black Chyna and the brother. And I think there was a season of it, but it was a bad relationship. So they were saying that she pointed a gun at him. She tied a Apple phone cord around his neck.
Oh, like in sex or just like trying to kill him?
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out.
It sounds like the Johnny Depp stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like we're trying to figure this out in court. She said it was playful. I don't know how playful pointing a gun in someone's face is. Not quite sure. So they're saying because of these different situations and this, bad relationship, they felt like their brother's life was in danger. He was being abused, and therefore thought of whatever way to stop the reality show.
Uh-huh.
Black Chyna says, "You messed up my money." That was $60 million I would have made.
What?
$60 million I would have made. And an additional, I think, or $20 million and an additional $60 million, I guess, off of maybe, I don't know. And so I'm suing y'all because you basically sabotaged the series. You went in behind the back. You lied about it. You conspired against the show and basically stopped it from continuing. And you owe me money.
What? Jeez. Gotta love a bad bitch. She ready to hit the come up.
She trying. And if they can prove, if her lawyer could prove that you know, they had a hand in stopping the show because of, you know.
I mean, at that point, if you're the Kardashians, you're probably worth $1 billion. You just pay it, right?
I mean, I don't know. I guess it just depends on, what the finances look like. They don't want to give that chick no money.
Man.
She's probably already getting money from the baby because, of course, they are not together anymore. And there was an issue with custody. You know, there was a custody court thing with the brother and his name is Rob, but with Rob and Black Chyna. So there was issues too about, you know, who was a parent, who could parent,
That makes babies don't have all types of problems. New York. Now you're familiar with this industry. Are you familiar with this story?
I'm a little bit familiar with it. So let me ask this because I never been married. I never had a kid with no shorty or whatever, right? So if the breadwinner is taking care of the child in that situation, right? And she's looking for money, is she going to get it? I mean, I don't think Black Chyna and I hope I get his name right, Rob Kardashian. Is it Rob Kardashian that had the baby with her?
Yeah.
So if Rob Kardashian is taking care of the child full time and they never had no marriage agreement or anything like that, she's not entitled to anything like that. Other than child support, if she was just taking care of the kid, correct?
Yeah, I mean, spousal support, but I guess if they were never married, then you don't have to pay spousal support. Yeah, man, I don't know, man. Look, DJ C-Siren had a kid with me. I'm stuck. I don't want to go through the court system. I'd rather us just be roommates and come to an agreement. Because that stuff, it gets a little tricky, man. I don't know what she's entitled to, what she's not, especially with this case that DJ C-Siren talking about, because you're talking about that she had the ability to make millions and millions of dollars off of a TV show with her, you know, with her relationship with this Kardashian dude whose name would generate millions. And if his sisters and mom sabotage it so that they wouldn't have the TV show in America, in this litigious society, she's probably going to get that money. Now, Kim is a lawyer herself. I don't know if I'd advise her to take on this case by herself. But we got to talk about how the black people have ruined the Kardashians. Like, yeah. We always say that the Kardashians have ruined black people. We might have to look at this the other way around. So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, instead of backing down, I mean, it's big. I mean, I guess for the money that the Kardashians have and, you know, like you said, and Kim being a lawyer, that's not funny, but and Kim being a lawyer and, I mean, and they're, and it's not like their friends aren't lawyers since the father, Robert Kardashian, was a lawyer. It's not like they're not Johnny Cochran's best friends. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not like they don't know, you know, don't have the access, not only money-wise, but relationship-wise, to the best lawyers. So it's a big deal, I would think, legally, to go against a family that has that much money and access in terms of legal, you know, things. So, and to think that Black Chyna might have a case against a family that you know that I'm pretty sure there's locked down, you know, contracts. And, you know, I mean, come on. They've been doing this for years and years. But, you know, to think that maybe there's a crack in how they did business where she might get paid off of is kind of, it's a little intriguing.
Well, she won't get that money. Intriguing. So I guess we'll have to see. Oh, hey, Bill's Mafia, you can chime in anytime, man. You don't have to text me. Just chime on in. You off mute on my side. You know, you just jump in whenever you want. But
Yo.
Hey, that's y'all. Yo, what up, mate?
Not much. I don't really have anything to chime in on that topic. All I can say is I know Black China. She put herself in a situation strategically where she came up because I remember seeing her dancing in PG County at the the little strip club next to the auto mechanic shop. I forgot the name of
El Fuego?
But she came a long way.
She was a stripper?
It's a BYOB spot in PG County next to a mechanic shop.
I think that was El Fuego's.
Is it El Fuego's or is it the
and
one
it had like
that,
a little stage on it had a little stage up front.
No, nah, hold on. It could be El Fuego's, but it could be the one that's in Lanham too. I don't know.
When you come into the right, it's a VIP section, and you look forward.
DJ,
this is the same.
It might be Fuegos, but Lanham and Merlin, yeah, they definitely got the little car shop definitely around there. I think I know what you're talking about.
So she came a long way. That's all I can say from that.
Yeah, how'd she go from a stripper?
Because Tyga found her and put her in the video.
As a stripper?
No, she was like a
dancer.
Rex City.
I don't think I've ever seen the video. Yo.
Yeah, because everything explodes and they're like, so we're like, yo, it was just so dramatic and stuff. She was like the girl in the video.
Me and DJ Shishan gets mad at me. There's a whole period of my life where, like, I just didn't watch music videos. I just didn't have cable. So, like, anytime like, a song come on,
yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't know they made a video for this. It'll be the first time I'm watching it. I don't think I've ever saw Rack City.
And I try to explain to Beach Bone Gun that if it's a single.
But I don't know if,
that there was a video. Yes, you do. It's the one that they played. That's the one that you heard.
Yeah, I think I missed videos throughout college. Like, I think my life was so consumed, like, I didn't watch 106 and Park and all that stuff through college. So I agree with that.
Yeah, I think that's it. I know, Jamie Foxx, that was
the place, but we're on a radio show. It's Bernie. I just look young Bernie.
Bernie, yeah. Great move. Players Club. Terrible acting by Ice Cube. But Diamond, like, can we say that the slow dancing songs at strip clubs are overrated? Like, the slow, sensual dance to an R&B song in a strip club, like, is shit. That's the only thing I hate about Players Club. Like, shake your ass. What's her real name? Didn't she marry a prince?
That cheated on her with Callie.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, so shout out to Black China. Come up. You gotta appreciate the come up. Find you a lick, find you a mark, and take advantage of it. I'm watching this Rack City video. It's a lot going on. I'm trying to figure out which one is.
You'll see.
But all right, so Next topic we got. Wiz Khalifa versus Gilly the Kid. I don't know if y'all familiar with it, but on the internet, Gilly, you know, again, of $1 million worth of game, got on his Instagram Live and said, hey, I got to unfollow you, Wiz Khalifa. You keep showing nothing but your meat package on the internet, because Wiz Khalifa is doing a lot of working out now. He's doing a lot of MMA fighting and all that stuff. So he says, I'm done. I gotta unfollow you. Wiz Khalifa got upset about this, and then somehow Gilly's page got deleted. I didn't know. See, this shows my ignorance. I didn't know that someone can just, like, remove your page and all the content that's on there. Like, if you have enough connections, you can basically call Elon Musk, and they can just, like, remove your page and all the information that's on there. So Gilly accused Wiz Khalifa of deleting Gilly's page.
From what?
Instagram.
Oh.
So then Wiz Khalifa responded with, I didn't delete that child's page.
It's not Elon Musk.
Well, he owns Twitter now.
Yeah, Twitter
doesn't.
Instagram is
owned
by Facebook.
Oh,
Facebook.
Okay. So Wiz Khalifa responded, I didn't delete that child's page. I tried to help him get it back, but he declined. And Gilly said, you damn right I declined. So I guess my question is, do we think that Wiz Khalifa was just being too sensitive? Or do we think that Gilly was being too sensitive and shouldn't accuse Wiz Khalifa of deleting the page? DJ C-Sign. This is all nonsense. I just thought it was funny. If y'all didn't see it, I would just look up to it back and forth because it's funny.
Did you really call him son or child or what? Because isn't Wiz Khalifa younger than Gilly?
Yeah, Gilly about 40.
I was going to say,
40
something. I was going to say, like, why is he funny? But,
Gilly dates a girl I went to school with. And, you know, I wasn't, like, close friends with this girl in school. But we were cordial. But I always said, like, she's a very beautiful girl. But you know what? She was always cool as hell. Like, I didn't have many interactions with her. She wasn't in the classes that I had. But she was always cool as hell. And, you know, I'm proud that she had to come up. Apparently, she does, like, makeup for the stars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But,
can she do my face?
Probably.
Yeah, no, it's a reach, isn't it? I mean, I guess my question is, I don't know about who has access to be able to delete people's accounts. Like, and why would Wiz Khalifa have that authority? Like, who does he know? Who does Wiz Khalifa know?
I
mean, that would be able to, I mean, hackers? I just don't think this would officially be like, oh, yo, I'm mad at him, delete his account. Like, come on.
There's a lot of stoners that love Wiz Khalifa, and a lot of stoners are on computers.
Well, that is.
And they know all the codes.
Perhaps. Yeah, I guess so.
There are a lot of computer.
So it's like a hit. It's like you need to call the hit out. But it's like a virtual.
A computer hit. You're right.
It's a little paranoid, I think, on Gilly's, you know, behalf.
Gilly smokes a lot of weed, too. Yeah. Weed makes you paranoid.
It was 420 close to soon. Maybe he was testing a new strain. Like,
I need some weed that don't make you paranoid. That's what I...
But you need the sativa.
Amen to that. I got to say that. Oh, my God. Say what? Because I be checking over my back like a motherfucking way. I need that.
So, because it's two different strains, right? So the sativa.
Indica and sativa.
Indica or indica?
It's indica.
Yeah, let's.
Not to change
the subject, but 420 was yesterday, so I guess it's not too far off.
Yeah. So you want the indica or the indica, because that's the relaxing one. The sativa is the one that, you know, is stimulating and can make you paranoid.
But I think indica can, too, depending on doses. I think
it can't make you paranoid. It makes you fall asleep.
Well, you're paranoid while you fall asleep.
Oh, how are you paranoid and sleepy?
How can you not be? Paranoid has nothing to do with how weak you are.
Yeah, it is.
It's about...
If you're paranoid, you're alert. You're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. I'm going crazy. Kids see ghosts. If you're indica, you're just relaxed and you're stuck. Like, that's what they call being stuck. You're just looking. You got drool coming out your mouth. That's when I knew I had to stop messing with drugs. I had to stop smoking weed so much.
When I started
drooling on myself, I said, all right.
Like, why?
No, I was awake.
Oh, that's not good. What the hell was that?
I was high as a kite.
How did you couldn't close your mouth?
I don't remember. I couldn't feel nothing.
Oh, that's not good.
Couldn't feel my face.
I don't sound right.
This is college. You know what I mean? This is when you wake up, smoke about 4 or 5 blunts, and play Madden.
I didn't do that in college, so I don't know anything about that. Well, no, I didn't. I felt sorry for that, because I knew people who did that, and I was like, that's sad.
You thought they were sad?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Excessive drug use makes me sad.
But you didn't have nothing. What did you do when y'all, you didn't have no money. What did you do?
I didn't say I didn't smoke weed, but I don't wake up in the morning and smoke weed before I do things.
But I'm talking about on Saturday. I know people who smoke before they went to class.
No, before they went to class. Yeah,
no, I'm talking about, like, you got a Saturday, you ain't got a bunch of money, and you ain't got shit to do. So you wake and bake. What would you do? Like, what would you do on Saturday if you had nothing to do? Just come up with something to do? See, we would just get high and play Madden or play James Bond. And while you're off the sticks and you're waiting, sometimes you drool yourself because you're too high.
Sad.
What's the good days? None of y'all ever drool on yourself? That's just me? Y'all never been so high that you drooled on yourself? I know y'all woke up. I know all y'all got high, passed out, and woke up with drool on your face.
other than the edibles, not of the indica. I tell you, everything indica can be bad paranoid. That's all as well. If it's not indica or if it's not hybrid, I wouldn't smoke it. Like sativa is just its own certain thing. I'm not trying to. If I'm trying to smoke, I'm definitely not trying to be coordinated and refreshed. I'm trying to have that couch lock. I'm trying to have that couch lock and shit like that. So that indica, really, you smoking an indica or hybrid and shit like that, yo, that shit really gets you paranoid. I ain't going to hold you. That shit, and it just really depends on the environment that you smoke in. Because I used to smoke on my back porch and be like, yo, I hear crows chirping. I hear birds chirping. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this, boy? I'm like, what the fuck is this? But yeah.
Dad, I can never take you to my wife's hometown. It is the loudest at night when there's nothing around that you'll ever hear. Like, we'll go outside to, like, drive downtown to, like, a bar, yell, and the animals just be out. Like, my son, like, stepped on a frog's face by accident. It's just animals running around all out there. We saw, like, foxes and shit running up the street. It's just a lot going on out there. So, yeah, if you're high and at night, and you like me, New York, you know, I mean, and Bill's Mafia, you're the same way. You come from the city, too, so... You know, at night, you used to hear, like, maybe a car or two drive by, but you get out to the country at night, bro. It's like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. It's a lot going on. But, you know. All right. Oh, my man Blur joined us. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing, my brother? Glad to have you on.
Oh, thanks for having me as usual, man. Blessed and highly favored, as always. Sorry, I'm late, mad late, man. The baby's mom needed a light bulb changed in her car, and of course, you know these foreign cars don't make anything easy. Got me there performing surgery in like a little 2-inch area.
Wow, that sucks. Yeah, you look, changing a light bulb in your car can either be real easy or real simple. I mean, real easy or real difficult. Depending on how the car manufacturer did it.
Should have been the easiest thing in the world. But you got to unplug a cable, and the cable don't move.
Yeah. Good luck to that.
I know what these Koreans are thinking, man.
All right, so is that all we got on Wiz Khalifa and Gilly? We just got done talking about Wiz and Gilly, Blair. Did you want to jump in on anything?
No, I don't want to reiterate anything anybody said. I didn't catch it. So, now we can keep it pushing. I just think people need to not be sensitive. I'll just say that. That's my only thing. Like, you got to – me personally, I always assume everybody's joking. That's my first reaction. So, maybe that says a lot about me. I think it says something about Wiz that his first thought was, I'm being bullied or – this is serious, and not that somebody is joking.
Well, but that's how we got into the discussion about weed, because, you know, weed makes you paranoid. You know, he smokes a lot of weed. And I don't care.
I mean, don't be Gilly.
I think weed is great, but I think it definitely fucks with your brain.
I mean, I don't smoke. I've never smoked. I don't think I ever will smoke, so I ain't really got nothing to compare it to. But
now, I'm gonna get
just interactions between two smokers, I mean, Snoop, at least publicly, Snoop don't come off as paranoid or anything. But that being said, I've never seen Snoop as a non-smoker. So this may be him as paranoid. This may be the paranoid Snoop that we've been seeing for the last 30-something years.
Yeah. All right. So what else we got? DJ Envy Weiss says that she has faked orgasms for the last 10 years. Is this turning into the new Will Smith Jada Pinkett? Like, is that something that she should have admitted out to the public, knowing that her husband is a public figure? Is this necessarily a bad thing? Could this simply be a woman trying to discuss, like, problems that women have?
Go ahead. They put this out together. Like, they put this in a book that they wrote together, so... I mean, it's a Will Smith and a Jada joint. They in it together. I really think it's a non-issue just because they've been together since 15 and 16. And, I mean, he ain't know what he was doing. She may not even know what she wanted or what it took for her to get off at 15 years old. So between 15 and 25, she's only had one penis. I mean, he's only had one vagina, allegedly. I mean, so, yeah, they're still figuring it out. I ain't mad at it.
But why did they talk about it? Like, why do we need to know that she's faking orgasms? Her face looks weird. Did she get her work done?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why do women do that? Their face never looks
that's
good.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you don't think it
looks
bad?
I mean, her titties look good, but her face looks weird. All right, y'all not watching what I'm watching, so I'm sorry.
I don't really think it was really needed to know. What was the platform in which... she was talking and had this
Red Table Talk. No, I don't.
Shade Room.
Okay, and that's what it was.
An interview with the Shade Room.
Shade Room. Okay. So I mean, that's what people, you know, I hate the public, but you know, it's like, yeah, they're just trying to be, you know, like Will Smith and Jada. I'm like, Emma's wife will never be Will Smith and Jada, but...
Why you say that? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's just the caliber. I'm just saying. And no disrespect to Casey, my classmate. Like, it's all good. Like,
you think Will Smith and Jada are a higher class than DJ Envy and his wife?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, just in terms of celebrity.
Oh, okay.
Just in terms of celebrity.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that.
Tax bracket. Yeah.
I was going to say, I would never want to marry Jada Pinkett. I mean, she must have some amazing pussy for the way these dudes be acting about her, but I'm good. It's too much drama for me.
But, you know, no shade. I mean, we were cool. You know, I don't think he remembers me personally, but I used to always rock out to Izzy parties. It's all good. But why would, like, I don't know the questioning and how did we come to this? And maybe it was something that was said kind of in a way where it was just, it seems like it wasn't really that a serious interview.
No, she was talking about how she didn't know her own body and that her husband was trying to do everything he could to please her. She didn't know her own body to be able to make it.
I mean, I don't, so why is this such a...
I don't think it's a big deal. I think it was just, you know, like, does it embarrass him to talk about it?
I mean, it may.
Because from a guy's standpoint, if, you know, speaking from a man perspective, if you told somebody, you know, my husband ain't never made me orgasm, that can be a function of you physically not knowing your body and just not being able to, something going on with you. But everyone else will see that as an indictment on me. So that can be embarrassing to me.
And I guess she
now,
would need to probably...
Let me get my joke on. Now, me personally, I vote, well, that's a her problem because I orgasm every time. And if you can't orgasm, and I feel bad for you because it's a great sleep afterwards. But again, what's your point?
I don't know. I think it's kind of old news. This is, you know, like in 1984, they're just like, oh, man's gonna do anything. But clearly, it's not really about that.
But is this something we should talk about more? Women not being able to orgasm. Is that a thing? Do men want a woman who can't orgasm?
What does that have to do with men's satisfaction? I don't know if that I don't know. I don't know. But if it's some, it really generally, it would have to be with the woman in her own sexual health. And I don't care what happens or what size, whatever. It really has to do with a mental health or sexual health with a woman, I think. So I don't think that has anything to do. I don't think a man can do anything. I don't know what
to make a woman orgasm.
It would be something that a woman.
But I try to get that little massage bullet joint and put it on DJ Cesar, but she didn't want me to do it. Blur, what you got, man?
Well, I mean, I think we got to keep it like somewhat in context. So, yeah, it's not that she didn't know her body, and I'm just assuming that because at 15, and I'm assuming that's the first person she's been with. I don't know if they ever said that specifically, but 15 years old, and you were with this man the rest of your life, so I'm assuming she's still figuring things out. But she talked about how, like, wanting to reward him, like, that was, like, the only thing you could give the man was, like, ooh, you did a great job, like, trying to, like, a pat on the back. So that's why she was faking it. I mean, I think we don't need to know this, but, the books ain't going to sell themselves. So, you got to get out there and do something, draw attention to the books. So I ain't mad at them talking about it. I ain't mad at nobody talking about it. I think when you with somebody, you should talk about these things. Like, that's the only way. Personally, I've never asked. Like, I don't know if any of the other dudes ever asked, like, yo, did you come? Like, that's never been my style. Like, whether you did or you didn't. I mean, not that I don't care. I just assume you did. If you didn't, I mean, you should probably let me know. I don't ask. Don't ask, don't tell. This is kind of my philosophy with it. But if you tell me, we'll try to work it out. Like, you got to have communication like that with your partner. I mean, it sounds like they finally got it together after 10 years or whatever. Took them long enough, but yeah, you got to talk these things out so you can help me help you.
New York, New York.
I think I agree with the same sentiments, right? Because at the end of the day, if you're going to be with a partner, and sex or anything like that of that nature, you got to communicate with your partner. You really got to communicate with your partner. There's no reason why your partner should be faking orgasms. How many years? What they was talking about? No, you got to learn your partner. You got to have that conversation. And even if y'all don't have that conversation, you just got to figure some shit out. You got to figure some shit out. Whatever you doing is not working. But at the end of the day, still, if you don't even have that communication with your partner, I don't even know how this is going to work out. I mean, because at the end of the day, if she's telling everybody that, she's taking orgasms for how many years, what was you not doing? Was she not communicating that to you in a bedroom or, what's going on? Because at the end of the day, you got to please your woman before somebody else do. So.
But see, that's the problem I have. You can't say you got to please your woman before somebody else. I guess I understand what you're saying, because you're saying that if you're a man and you care about this woman, you'll want to know what pleases her, so you should have that conversation. But honestly, if a woman can't please herself, then she ain't going to get pleased by a man anyway.
Well, no, not necessarily, because, I'll say this. You should be able to please because you got to know what feels good to you. So, yeah. But if you don't, that don't mean the right person can't show you. Like, I don't know about y'all. We've all been there. I thought I liked one thing. Someone came around and showed me, like, I like that. Whatever that was right there, do that more. I like that. So, yeah, like, I may know how to get myself off, and maybe she did too. But, you still – having someone else do it, like your partner, is always going to be better. You go around and choke the chicken all you want, ain't nothing like the real thing.
Bill's Mafia.
Yeah, and then that's what I think. Oh, my fault.
Nah, you good. I just want to see if you want to jump in real quick.
No, I'm quiet. I ain't really got nothing to add to it. I think everybody said what I was going to say. I just, you know, it is what it is. It's show business, but I feel like these people be putting out, I mean, like, information for the public. If that would have been discussed between them and whoever, we wouldn't be talking about it right now. So, but it's I think a little bit too much be put out for public consumption to sell a book or to get views or whatever the case may be. But hopefully they worked it out.
All right, New York, what was you gonna say?
Yeah, I was just saying, like, you just gotta have that at the end of the day, you gotta have that conversation. You gotta have that conversation. I feel like everybody has to know themselves as individuals or what they want or stuff like that. So if you don't know yourself as an individual when it comes to sex or when it comes to pleasure, and then you just relying on your partner just to do it for you, and then you don't get off in the same way. Yeah, you know what I mean, what is the point? I mean, if you're in a marriage and stuff like that, I feel like that shit should be communicated, because everything else, if you're in a marriage, everything else is communicated. Yeah, you know I mean, you should communicate that stuff. You should communicate that stuff, especially in a marriage, but, I mean, in a relationship, if you were in a relationship, you ain't got no ties with nobody, you just boyfriend or girlfriend and stuff like that, especially at a young age, and you know what can do for you that somebody else can't. I mean, that's the quickest way to move on from somebody else, because at the end of the day, if somebody else, you know what I mean, do that shit for you, what you going to do? Especially at a young age.
New York, has anyone ever told you? I just got a quick question. Has anyone ever, to all the dudes, has anyone ever told you, nah, you ain't getting it done? Like, have y'all had to have that conversation before?
I never had that shit happen to me, but
if you with, like, like my man said, if they've been together since they 15, 16, they're trying to figure it out, whatever, okay. If you've been with somebody long enough, yo, you know if they faking or not. I mean, like, it ain't no, I mean, you know if somebody faking. Like, it ain't no way around it. Maybe a one-night stand or a few times or something like that, but if you've been with somebody for an extended period of time, you know what they're doing. So I don't know.
I mean, but how would you know, though? Because a woman's pussy can get wet without her orgasm, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
it can be wet.
Like I'm saying, you know what it is. Like, I mean, you see the trend. I mean, my experience, you see the transition of it going to that point. It ain't like, I don't know. Maybe different people, but maybe I just
But I understand. It's more of like, yeah, you already know. Like, if you going through it, you know what I mean, are you over there like just pleasuring yourself, or are you catering to your woman at that point? Before you get off and shit like that, like, you know what I mean, like, is it just more of you just getting off, or is this like, are you pleasing your woman at that point? So I think at whatever marriage DJ Envy or whatever his wife is, I think they should already know that. They should already been communicated that. There's no reason why that she should have to feel like that she has to fake orgasms for however many years. I mean, they've been together for how many years? No, that should, if that was the case, if you faking an orgasm, that should already been communicated, stuff like that. Fix it, this, that, and the third. Like, there's no reason why that shit should have carried on for years and years and years and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's
everything comes with communication.
Like, do you know if a woman orgasms? I can tell my friends, I don't think I've ever asked. I feel like, if I'm going to be 100% honest, like, unless a woman tells me there's a problem, if she just wants to sleep with me again consistently, then I just assume that she's okay with whatever I'm doing. Or she would find somebody else. I did have one instance in my life where I slept with a woman and then I never heard from her again. But, like, we went to college together, so it wasn't like I didn't see her. So I assuming after we slept together, she was not happy. Because even though we remained cordial and hello, it never went beyond that conversation again. And even when I tried to figure out what had happened and if something was wrong, she gave me the nine gun, it's cool.
Oh, so she told you. She told you without telling you. She told you everything you needed to know.
Absolutely. But I don't think I've ever had a conversation with any woman like, "Yo, did you orgasm?" And I don't think I think at that point, like, I'm passing out. Like, once I get there, like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm like, thanks. If you need me to do more, then tap me. You know, and give me about 20 minutes, I get right back in there. But
see, this is when I knew I was washed and old, and the relationship I was in wasn't gonna work. Girl used to tell me, like, we doing our thing. I blast off, you know, like, bang, 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 boom goes the dynamite. It's like, oh, good, it's great. All right, I'm about to finish up.
I'm about to finish up.
Yeah, like, all right, cool, man. I'm turn over. I'm going to go to sleep. Do your thing. Finish up. Do what you got to do.
But see, that would interest me because at that point, I'm going to watch.
Nah, man, I'm tired. I'm cool. I got done what I needed to do. I'm out. I'm about to go to the bathroom. And if you're not done, when I get back, cool, we can cuddle or something. But it's time for me to go to sleep.
So because she had to finish up, you said you couldn't be in a relationship with her no more?
I mean, at some point it was like, yo, this ain't gonna be my life. I ain't gonna be doing this. Nah, I ain't gonna be like, all right, slap me on the back. Good job. Like, you pulling the pitcher out the game. Like, all right, you had a good strong seven innings. We're gonna bring in someone else to close it. It couldn't be my life. I was cool with it for a while, but that's when I realized, like, I didn't care. So it was more like, I mean, that was a symptom. It was like, all right, I don't care. You good. I'm good.
Well, I mean, that's why I think vibrators are great. Because, I mean, look, if especially, like, if you're not having sex often and you're doing it, you know, just when you can because life is crazy. And then, like, yo, if you can get a vibrator on a chick and let her bust a nut, and then you get in there and bust a nut, and then if she needs the vibrator, get her a second nut, and she done had two, and you had one good one, that's a good night's sleep for everybody. But I can understand why people would want to have those conversations. But you're right.
Yeah, it's never a bad thing, the communication. I don't think you can ever over-communicate.
Yep. Yeah, I don't understand, especially if you care about somebody. So, but I don't understand. But a woman needs, see, now we're going to get into some shit. It's her fault if she hasn't busted a nut in 10 years, if her man isn't doing what she needs to do to figure out her body to orgasm, because a woman needs to have that conversation with a man. Because if a man keeps asking, yo, did you orgasm, that's a little annoying. Like, a woman should feel comfortable saying, hey, can we work on something so I can get an orgasm? Because a guy would do it. Ain't no guy in the world who's going to be like, oh, no, that's weird that you can't orgasm when I'm fucking you from the back. You're a freak. A guy's going to be like, all right, well, what you want me to do? And he's usually in for it, unless it's like, like if DJ C. Siren was like, yeah, the only way I can orgasm is if I put my finger in your butt, then nah, I'm out. You can cheat on me for that. Go find somebody else for that one. Feel free.
Yeah, I had to tell a chick that one.
To put a finger
she
in your
gonna
butt?
She going to hit me with the, oh, I'm not going to be able to come unless you come in me. Oh, is that right?
Oh.
Is that right? dangerous. That's the only way to care. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's a wild statement. But
all right, who would believe in that?
Women, tell the guys how to make you come. Help them help you. Don't be scared to have that conversation. DJ C. Siren, if you need to have that conversation with me, you can always have that conversation. Always, women should always feel comfortable telling a man who they allow to stick their dick in them that they want to try something to help them orgasm. Guys ain't gonna care. All right, what else we got? So my uncle went missing while I was gone, right? Stop. My uncle went missing. So, you know, thank God for the internet because, you know, everybody put out an APB to put a picture out on them. So, yo, they ain't heard from them. Ain't I seen them? And, you know, I'm not going to tell too much of personal business or whatever. But bottom line, like, they end up, like he found out that, you know, the family was looking for him. So he went to the police station. I was like, yo, I heard y'all the missing persons or whatever. I'm here. So from what I understand, I haven't talked to my uncle, so I'm not putting words in his mouth. This is just from what I'm hearing from extended family. My uncle is basically like, yo, I just didn't feel like having my phone on me, so I turned my phone off for a week. And my family was upset, like, yo, how you going to turn your phone off for a week? People are looking for you. And his response was, yo, I'm grown. I don't need to fucking talk to y'all if I don't want to. And I kind of felt him. He wanted to turn his phone off for a week. He didn't want to be bothered by nobody. And now my question is, I kind of understand both sides because, you know, if you just want to detach from society and be by yourself, like I feel like sometimes I want to do that. Like, yo, just give me like 3 days of just not speaking to anybody. But I also see the other side when, you know, we live in this world of constant communication. You know, just a simple text message to say, yo, I'm okay. I hit you when I'm free can quell a lot of worries. But do you have a right in today's society to stop talking to everybody, including your kids? DJ C. Sire.
Including your kids?
Yeah.
How old are the kids?
They my age. My cousin is my age.
Oh. Okay. So, yeah, if you have grown adults, kids, they're adults.
Like, if your mom turned off her phone, like, she didn't want to talk to nobody for a week.
I think it just depends on what
happens. Because he's older.
It happens traditionally. Like, because then it's an alert or it's a issue if that's not what is usually done. And then there's a change without a conversation.
This so was a change.
This is someone I talk to on a regular basis. If I talk to you every day and then I can't reach you, then that's an issue. If you never said, hey, I know we talk every day, but I'm not, you know, I'm trying to do X, Y, and you're not going to reach me. Like, okay, but if I don't talk to you but once a month.
Hey, put yourself on mute, New York, New York.
And then, you know, and then the one time I'm trying to reach you, I can't get you. That's not too crazy.
Bill's Mafia? You have the right to turn your phone off for a week and not talk to nobody.
Yeah, I guess I might be telling too much of my age, but I miss the days where if you wasn't home, you wasn't home. And people call your landline, and if you wasn't there, they couldn't hit you on the hip because you wasn't available. If you ain't answer the phone, then you wasn't available. So I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem with it. I think the only thing I can say is that I think with this day and time, you need to let people know prior to if you're going to do that so they could be aware of it.
Blur?
And I don't know.
Oh. My bad. I thought you was done, Bill's Mafia. You took that pause. I thought you was done.
Nah, you good.
I think I have to agree or coincide with what Bill's Mafia was saying. Like, I mean, obviously I wasn't an adult before cell phones and pagers and everything, but I do remember a time before then, and it makes me think of a joke. Damn, who had it? Whoever was, dude had a joke, and he was like, yo, you got these people in your life. It's not necessarily your family. It's your girl or it's your guy, the people who you interact with every day. He said, if I go missing, my brother ain't going to know, my mom ain't going to know, my girl's going to be the one to know, because that's who I interact with every day. And so, yeah, it's certain things like that. So if some people who care about you can't get a hold of you, usually I would think it's a chain of events. I don't know what happened with the fam. They went through these steps like, yo, has he showed up at work? Let's call the job. Like, yo, ain't nobody get a hold of him. Did he show up on Monday? He ain't show up on Monday. He ain't been to work all week? All right, cool. Let's call, you know what? He go bowling. Like, anybody know the number? Like, you used to have these people who contacts or people who knew things about you. Like, yo, he go bowling at the bowling alley every Thursday. Let's go check the bowling alley, see if he was there last Thursday. And then you go down and say, like, yo, you know what? He ain't been at work all week. He ain't show up for bowling on Thursday. His girl ain't heard from him. Now we take it to the next step. We escalate it and tell the police, like, yo, we think our family member is missing. And then they're like, yo, no, I just cut off all ties. Like, that's cool. Then that's everybody's good. I mean, you didn't just go straight to the police. You check the steps. Like, not only did he shut off his phone for a week, he shut up all communication with everybody, no work, no nothing. And maybe you even just stop by the crib and say, yo, knock on the door. Like, yo, you good in there? Wellness check. I mean,
yeah,
you can cut your phone off for a week. That's probably good to do that, to cut your phone off and disconnect for a little while. But, I mean, most people, I would think, still have, like, regular responsibilities or duties that they have to do. And so those things, you're still seen by people. You still interact with people for the most part. It's getting easier to get away from those things nowadays. You get to have everything delivered. People work from home. But there's still some tracking that someone's like, yo, talk to the manager. You work from home. And, like, yeah, he clocked in. Every day this week he's been on time, so clearly he's all right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He doesn't really have a home. I don't want to say that because, you know, he's just like, you know, he stays where he stays. So there's not, like, one general place somebody can run to and, like, knock on the door. New York. Is it irresponsible for you to turn your phone off for a week and not talk to anybody?
I mean, irresponsible? What do you mean by actually turn off your phone? Because, I mean, like, iPhone users, we got the do not disturb button, stuff like that. So when you say turn off your phone, in a sense, you're saying, like,
turn off your phone so no one can contact you, and you decide for 1 week, I'm just not going to talk to anybody. I just want to be by myself. Is that irresponsible?
I really don't think that's irresponsible. I think more than anything.
Now,
I
mean, not talk to your mama either.
It actually depends for me, right? So it depends on how much contact do you have with your family, and then they have with your mama, they have with your girlfriend, have with anybody else. I mean, I think if you know that you're texting somebody, like, every day, or you're calling somebody every day, you're in contact with some person every day, and you just automatically just turn off your phone for a whole week and you just go missing, you can't just expect nobody to be like, oh, what the fuck just happened? What the fuck just happened? Like, nah, I think responsibility lies on both ways, because at the end of the day, you just can't just turn off your phone. I mean, you just can't just turn off your phone without no explanation. I mean, as an individual, you have that right, but at the same time, you still have to understand that these other people, that if you're contacting them every day, you're talking to them on the phone every day, and then all of a sudden you just go just blank off the grid, MIA, you know what I mean? You owe them the responsibility just to let them know, like, hey, you know what I mean? I don't feel like talking, you know what I mean? Let me just get a week to clear my head. I think you owe that responsibility to other people that you talk to every day. You just can't just go missing and then not expect anybody to worry about you, especially when you have contact with people every day. every hour, every minute, or whatever the case may be.
See, and I thought that was fascinating because I was like, man, I didn't realize we're at. Because if you think about, like, when you were a kid, and, like, I mean, I just think about, like, my parents sent me to a basketball camp in at Penn State University. And I was gone for a week. I didn't talk to them. It was a week camp, Monday to Friday. Cell phones wasn't invented. Pagers wasn't invented. And they dropped me off, told me to keep my head on a swivel, and that was it.
But that's planned, though. That's a planned departure from them. Like, all right, we know he's going to be out of our contact for a week. I mean, that's different than just only
right,
dropped
right,
it
right,
off.
Right. Yeah, I know that's different. I'm moving this forward from my uncle and his situation. But I'm just saying that, like, I just found it interesting that have we now got a point in society that you can't go without talking to people? Or someone's going to get worse because we're in constant communication. If you just decide to stop having contact with folks, is that now a reason to be alarmed? Whereas if you just didn't want to talk to somebody for a week back in the 80s or early 90s, then you just didn't talk to them for a week.
No, I mean, I don't think we're at that point, but I understand there would be calls for concern. If any like dramatic change of like your daily routine, especially if it's abrupt and out of nowhere, like no calls or premeditation of it, yeah, that's going to be a cause for concern. Like that would have been at any time though. If you was like before cell phones and stuff back in the '80s, if you hung out with this person every day, y'all ate lunch together, and then for a week you just saw them like not coming to the lunchroom, they weren't coming up in class. Like yo. What's good? Like, you've been MIA for a while. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think there's news. Like, any type of sudden, abrupt change, that's a cause for concern.
All right. Yeah, well, I just thought it was interesting. So, all right. Y'all got anything else on that? All right. Now, Blair, you said that Chloe Bailey was trying too hard to be sexy. That was your topic for last week that we missed. Did you still want to discuss that?
You know, I put a video, her latest video in the text. I don't know if anybody watched it yet. And I did preface, it's her or her people. It's weird because I don't want to put this all on just her. Maybe it's her. She's an adult. She's responsible for her own career and image. But I'm pretty sure there's, you know, labels or somebody in her ear like, you know, this is the path we need to take you down. And it's such a big departure. And I understand this is an issue for anyone, especially women entertainers, when you go from a younger preteen, a celebrity or entertainer, and you go through to like, yo, I'm not a kid anymore, I'm an adult. So what we've seen happen before, I think this might be just like an abrupt change. Like this was happening like quick. Like,
quick. So was she not
like,
sexy
yo,
before?
We were just naming our album Ungodly Hour because we couldn't call it Demon Time to now. Got the cheeks out, pussy popping in a plastic chair so everybody can see it, like with the water spraying. I'm like, yo, it's not like it was so salacious. It's not like that. We haven't seen too much different from this before, but it's a big departure from her previous image.
So I guess that's is that Tracy Ellis Ross? So I guess that's my question. What was her image prior? I have no idea who she was. She was a Beyonce chick, right? She's a Beyonce group girl, right?
What do you mean, what's a Beyonce group girl?
Is she signed to Beyonce?
Yeah, her and her sister.
So ain't Beyonce sexy?
Yeah.
So
I think everybody that's on Instagram that's wearing lingerie, and it don't even got to be a celebrity or a child celebrity or anybody. Anybody that's twerking or wearing lingerie on the internet is trying too hard.
Look, you ain't gonna ever get me to agree to take off watching chicks shaking their ass in lingerie for free.
I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying they trying too hard.
They're definitely trying too hard to be sexy. And for her,
yeah,
I just feel like...
I ain't saying nothing wrong with it.
I just feel like they taking her image and her career. Like, we going straight from wholesome church girl to, bam, I could teach the pole dancing class. Like, and it looks, and I think part of it because it looks, it doesn't, not going to say she don't look comfortable, it looks unnatural. Like, you can see, and I know Cardi was dancing for a while in the club, but when Cardi burst on the scene, not for nothing, you're like, oh, this chick knows how to twerk. She knows how to dance. She shakes her ass for a living. And there's other people like that. I can't really think of anyone else right now, but there's other people like that. And then you can look at her like, yo, you know what? This is new to her. This is new. She don't look comfortable doing all this. And in turn, like, her looking uncomfortable kind of makes me uncomfortable watching.
Hey, hold on. DJ C Siren wants to say you're full of shit.
Yeah, number one, church girls, that's a far stretch. They did not come out as no damn church girls.
Can someone explain to me who she was before?
They were
she
just,
was the
they
sexy
were
alien
singer
chick?
Songwriters.
Oh, okay.
She was a child.
Was this awesome?
There was none, and that's just it.
So
they
Blur
sang songs. Yeah, Blur made that up just because they were young.
Blur did
But they weren't no church girls. They didn't come out. No, they were singer-songwriters that were picked up. And, yes, they were younger. When they first started going on tour, but I guess I'm trying to figure out what constitutes looking uncomfortable being sexy. That's comfortable. I mean, I saw the video, and I mean, part of it is an act anyway. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a performance. It's a performance, and whether you're wearing something that is, you know, a little more sexy or provocative versus being fully clothed. I mean, I don't know. I don't see where it has to be, oh, yeah, she shouldn't be. That's a whore. You know, they're really trying to put that on her. No, maybe she wants to have a more provocative style. Like, I don't know.
She in her whole face.
Like, I just don't know. I just don't know. I mean, like I said, I mean, in the 90s, it was the opposite thing. And people would say because Christina Aguilera or, you know, was –
Christina Aguilera had a whole face?
Yeah, she did. But they put her out there
cool.
as a lot more. No, it's the wrong girl. Golly, Beach Von Gun, we've gone through this. That's Christina Milian.
One of the Mexicans.
They are both Mexicans, yes. Really? They're not both Mexicans, but they are both. they're both Latina. But anyway, but one's white and one's black. Anyway.
Oh man.
But you know, it was more like, oh, you might be coming into your own sexuality, but we wanted to keep you. And that was kind of like the whole plan for anyone who was, you know, 20 or 18 or whatever, a younger age coming out and singing. And I guess right now, I mean, that's just not necessary. We don't, you know, it's okay. You know, we're not going to have you, you know, have to cover up and have this, you know, innocent persona. It's what happened to Brandy. That's why she had to cover up the whole fact that she got pregnant because they didn't want to see she was having sex before she got married. That's why she had a fake marriage. Like, you know, they wanted to maintain this innocence just because they were women or young women.
Smoke with no condom.
That's what she was doing and had a baby. And they had to try and, you know, cover it up as much as they could.
Brandy got bodies. You don't
want to stop. So I don't know. I kind of feel a tiny bit offended to say, okay, as this young singer decides she wants to come out and be, you know, sexy or wear something that's sexy, like, oh, now, you know, pushing that on her. I don't know. It happens, I guess. But if that's the persona
I'll say
that
her or her team. The only reason I say her team is because it does look, I see it looks unnatural. Not the video I posted. There's another video from her first, this is her second video for this album, I think, second or third. The song she did right before this one, she's got the thongs out and she's dropping to the floor. You know, you got the popping on the floor or whatever. There's a whole video, like the behind the scenes practice. It she just looks uncomfortable. Like you could, I don't know how to explain someone looking uncomfortable.
Maybe she's not a good dancer. I mean,
and maybe that could be it. That very well could be it, that she don't know how to move her body. And I mean, for whatever reason. I mean, it's something. She said before when she did the IG challenge where you drop it down and you got the little you start off with clothes on and the bus advance. You're like, hey, I'm 21. I want to look like I want to, you know, I'm not a kid. And I'm like, yeah, we understand that. I totally understand that. I just think it's a big jump from when, and again, I'm not saying, I don't know if they were in the church, but they did do the interview saying, hey, that we named the album Ungodly Hour because it wasn't going to sit right with the family, calling it Demon Time.
Their family is.
Because they're black.
In the church.
I mean, everybody's grandmama don't want you talking about demons. What are you talking about?
Look, I remember my grandma, shout out to my grandma, man. She threw away, we got the second Genesis. And at that time, the Sega Genesis came with the game Alter Beast.
That was the game that came with the Sega Genesis.
My uncle got it, and we fired up that game. And at one point, that man changed into a beast, and my grandmama was standing there and said, oh, no, this is the devil. She took that game out and threw it down Admiral Wilson Boulevard.
Gotta love the devil witnesses.
Gotta love the Jehovah Witnesses.
Yeah, man, it's nuts, man. And then she beat us with a dog choker chain. I never understood it, bro. Never understood it. But, hey, I love my grandma. She was great to me. Anybody got anything left on Chloe Bailey? I mean, I think she got a huge forehead. What's going on with foreheads now nowadays? It seems like all the popular, successful women have huge foreheads.
Maybe that directly to vocal cords. Maybe big foreheads and vocal cords, or is it the head of Illuminati? I don't know. The five head Illuminati.
Speaking of foreheads, do we think ASAP cheated on Rihanna?
Oh yeah, he cheated on her. I don't know. If he knows what's good for him, he should. I hope not, because that.
She gonna put a roof.
Them island women. That's a white Jamaican. It was tough. She wasn't white. We have already looked. Everyone who has met this woman has said she was not white. You're the only person.
I would love to email her. She's the only my ex girlfriend that hates me. I would love to email. I have a conversation.
You're denying her culture.
She was cool. I got nothing but good things to say about her, but it was tough. My women are rough, man.
Did you watch the video though, Gun? Did you see the Chloe Bailey video?
Yeah, I've seen that video. I didn't study it to say if she looked natural or not when she was moving her ass. I mean, I think she's a good looker. She's that Seinfeld episode there. Some lighting makes her look really, really good, and some lighting makes her look bad. So I'm always confused. I think she's a great body, you know. Seems like she's well fit and works out. She squats, probably does, you know, leg presses and leg extensions and, you know, all that good stuff. But I'm saying, like, if you ask me, how pretty is she? Like, you know, don't know. Like, sometimes she looks pretty, sometimes she don't. But did I study it to say that how natural her, like, does she look bouncing her ass? I mean, anytime a woman has a good body and bouncing her ass, I'm just say, hey, pretty good. I'm not going to judge it that deeply.
Did anybody else see it? I know DJ Cesar, you saw it. I'm trying to think of what everybody else thought of the video. I mean, I saw the video, actually, because I follow her on social media and, like, her fan pages. I saw the clip of her popping in the chair first before I even saw the video. And I was like, oh, I got to go see the whole video. And I looked at the whole video afterward, but that was my first introduction to the song was her just, you know, I mean, slinging it in the water against the plastic chair. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a look.
Bill's
All
Mafia,
right, I want to see more of that.
Did you see it, Bill's Mafia?
I'm looking at it right now, right quick. And
all right, I'll let you finish looking at it, and then you chime in. New York. I know you probably seen it.
Hold on. What are we talking about? Send me the link. I don't think I've seen it.
It's the Chloe Bailey girl. I know you know who she is.
Oh, I know. I know who she is. Yeah. She following the Beyonce footsteps. I can't complain about it. I mean, you know what I mean? She at the age that she is, you know what I mean? She handling herself and she's marketing her brand. I can't complain about it. For real. I can't complain about it.
Bill's Mafia, did you finish watching it? What'd you think? Does she look uncomfortable popping her ass?
I mean, she definitely ain't look uncomfortable. I appreciate the see-through chair. But, I mean, like, it is what it is, though. I mean, sex sells, though, undeniably.
You and your both a month. When was the first time we seen Beyonce cheeks?
Cheek on Jay-Z?
I can't remember seeing the first time Beyonce cheeks, but I remember what album did she have with that little glitter chest that she had on when she had that single with Sean John and the Jamaican light skin homie with the braids.
Baby boy.
Sean Paul. Poor Jay-Z.
Yeah, Sean Paul. She had the little glitter chest on the little album. I remember because I was traveling to Pennsylvania when that album came out. Yeah, she had the little glitter chest, little bra short joint on, and a single with Sean Paul. I remember that. I don't remember no cheeks showing, but I definitely remember Beyonce had that little glitter chest on the actual album cover. I definitely remember that.
And maybe it is just a sign of the times. It just got me thinking, like, I don't remember seeing Beyonce cheeks until, like, fairly recently, like, recently,
yeah,
when she started getting into more body paint.
Yeah, to the Ivy Park and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it, I mean, I always thought that Beyonce was a sex symbol. But you're right. I don't know if I remember seeing as much flesh until after she got married. But I don't. Yeah. But still, Jay-Z, right? See, I don't know.
That's the first movie.
See, I didn't really follow Beyonce. Her music wasn't for me. Like, I like, if you're gonna do R&B, I like good R&B. I don't like pop R&B. So I didn't really follow the Beyonce movement. I mean, I recognize her talent and her beauty and all that good stuff, but I never really...
I mean, I mean, she made some, like, strip club anthems, too, like Single Ladies and Clappers to the Floor, that's Wale. But whatever the song is with the Clappers, even then, like, she was, like, pretty well covered up in those videos for the most part, like, still looking sexy, but, I mean, it was left to the imagination. And again, it could just be a sign of the times.
Didn't she do a video with all my single ladies and then at the end showed herself with an engagement ring?
Well,
if you like it, he'll put a ring on it, so.
Yeah. So she has a ring on. If, like,
so why is it a single ladies and anthem if she,
oh, no,
if she gets engaged? I was just confused, but again, I'm not a Beyonce like fan, so I don't really know. So I could be confusing two songs. Maybe I'm confused.
Yeah.
I thought the Single Ladies Anthem ends with her engaged.
The Single Ladies Anthem is saying, if you like it, you should put a ring on it. That's what the Single Ladies are saying.
Why are you getting a tone like you're pissed?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm trying to get it.
I'm sorry.
You know, don't you curse at me.
I got to do more than like it than put a ring on it. Like, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What they say, the ring's supposed to be 40% of your salary income. I can't do it. And I got to do more than like it. I can't do it.
I got to see some orgasms. I got to have proof. I need you to orgasm on this paper.
And if you don't want to, then we move on. That's the point.
Out here for you chicks, though. You can't be a bad bitch no more. You hate Cam Newton.
He's got a cook.
Oh, man. All right. What we got? We got about, like, 9 minutes left. Anybody got anything left on that?
I did want to talk about, I had an ex tell me that she had a therapy session and she had talked to her therapist about me. And what? I was so intrigued.
What? Who is this?
Her name on the line.
Who are you talking to? What?
So it was really random. And
I'm sorry to interrupt you. But also there has been a transition from boobs in the last 20 years.
What, do we like fat asses and not big titties?
Right.
So everybody like titties.
If you look at Beyonce's stuff, there's more cleavage, there's more midriff, there's more frontal kind of, you know, sexiness. Where now?
It's more ass.
We want more twerking. Okay. Sure.
Has it just because
what?
They perfected the boob surgery?
Well,
I
read something.
I got it.
Yeah, my fault. Go ahead.
No. Bill's Mafia. Now, you go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying.
Y'all got to make it quick.
I read something and saw, I don't know where it was at, but it just said that millennials aren't into breasts or something like that. So I don't know if that was like some study or something like that, but they don't get off on breasts.
I would love to be part of that study. Like, I would love someone to call me like, hey, when were you born? Do you like titties? Like, what study where they let you rate the body parts or not? All right, well, okay. So that's interesting. Millennials don't like titties. What was you going to say, New York, New York?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm a boobs guy. I'm definitely a titties guy, y'all. You know I mean, natural boobs, I love it. Y'all, you know I mean, you heard. Asses, I'm not with the BBLs, none of that fake shit, y'all, you know I mean, titties all the way, y'all, you know I mean, regardless of the breast reduction or not, I love titties, you heard, titty guy already over here, you heard?
Yeah, I've never understood why men preferred one or the other. Like, why can't we just appreciate, like, if you're a heterosexual male, you just appreciate, I guess you can, like, I guess more than titties or titties more than ass. But if you're a heterosexual male, you just appreciate whatever a woman's got that, like, whatever she has that you're attracted to. Like, if she has a fat ass and you're attracted to her ass, great. But a woman can have big titties and you can be attracted to her, too. Unless maybe it's just me because I don't have a huge preference.
Well, I think it comes down to, yeah, you got to decide. Like, when the rubber meets the road, I think all men, like, would prefer both. But you walk in the club, you got one chick facing you with the big cyber melons, and you got the one chick with her back to you, and you mean she got the Buffy the body butt or whatever. Like, which one you approaching? It's like,
no, both.
So you got to, like, you got to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to go to both of them. Like, yeah, hopefully that they the chick has both. Like, yo, you got to pick and choose. Which one are you going to first?
You
have to.
You only pick one woman to talk to at a club?
First. Which one are you going to first? You only going to shoot your shot at one. Is that the time of night? You know, the wolf is out. Whichever one you don't get to first, someone's snatching up the other one. Which one are you going with?
Look, I've never been in a club, and so I can only talk to one woman that night.
Oh, is that time of night? It's a line of dudes. You first in line. You know, if you go left, the other dude behind you going right, and he gonna swoop it up. So which one are you going with? Are you going left or right?
I'd have never been to this type of club. Is this like a whorehouse? Where you?
Nah, the whorehouse you can't pick, B. The whorehouse you can't pick. You just got to keep them coming, bro. In the club, you definitely got options. The whorehouse, definitely not. The whorehouse is definitely what you get at that point.
I'm going to go
with the one with the best eyes, though.
Would you say Bill's Mafia?
I'm going to go with the one with the best eyes and the best personality.
I bet you can't see a personality from across the club.
Nah, I see. You looking at love in the wrong places, B. You trying to get through the night.
Yeah, I'm not looking for love. We ain't nobody looking for love.
Yeah, that's But yeah, that's I mean, I would look for love in the club, but you know, what's going to get you there is what she looks like, you know.
at the beginning anyway. Like I've dated some real pretty girls that were just like, once I got to know them, I was like, oh man, she's annoying as fuck. And you know, you just got to, I don't know, man. It's tough. It's tough. But I've never thought about one or the other. But again, that could just be my personality. Some guys like big asses, some guys like big titties. And there's guys like me who can enjoy both, you know, not even at the same time. I can enjoy one separate. Damn, there was another question I have there. But all right, is that all we got? I don't even know. How did we get there? What the hell are we talking about? Oh, yeah, therapy. Oh, man, I guess I can save that conversation. We can save that conversation. So our conversation was just simply, would you ever want it to be in a therapy session when they're your ex? Like not in a relationship, but 10 years removed, y'all just cool, you're just friends. Like, would you have wanted to be in the conversation with your ex and her therapist because you feel like she might have gave your therapist a bad name? Like, she might have gave you a bad name to your therapist. And you feel like you have explanations for stuff.
Negative.
Like, I find that intriguing. Like, I would want to be there when if any of my exes are talking to a therapist about me. Because I feel like I need to explain my point of view. Or do y'all have no care in the world about it?
Yeah, that's their issue, though. I have no care in the world. If it was 10 years ago, I done moved on from that. Obviously, they still have an issue.
Well, I'm not saying, like, the therapy session was recent, you know. Like, the way it was just said in passing. It wasn't even like we had a whole discussion about it. I just thought it was funny. Like, hold on. You talked to a therapist about me? Like, why didn't I get this chance to tell my side of the story?
You know, I would, like, even if I'm passing over, I might not even be thinking about the chick or whatever. But, yeah, if I got the opportunity to be part of the therapy session, yeah, because I think we all want, like, an exit interview and sometimes not even closure for the situation. But, damn, I think that's a part of a John Cusack movie. I ain't even going front. Yeah, he goes back and he visits all his exes and talks to them like, yo, why didn't we work? Like, what was it? And it's a similar situation. Like, yo, what between us led to you feel like you need therapy or vice versa? Like, what impact did I have on your life? This is cool stuff. I wouldn't mind knowing it.
Because I think it's a huge difference. So, like, my wife now, if my wife went to therapy about me, I would not want to be part of that session because we're still in a relationship. We're still in love. She needs an outlet away from me because we live together. We spend all of our time together. I would want her to be able to talk to a therapist about me away from me and me not know. But any of my...
Oh, yeah, but what if she invited you?
I'd be scared if she invited me to therapy. Because I don't know how honest I could be with a therapist. Because I still love her. I'm still in a relationship with her. I got to live with Baby D. She don't. But, like, my exes, since I don't care and, like, we're just cool and just friends, I would love to be a part of that. So I'm like, nah, yo, you was bullshit. And I could be 100% honest. But with your wife, I can't be 100% honest because I have to care about her feelings.
I mean, you could be honest and still protect her feelings, but all right. Go ahead.
No, you can't be honest with people and protect their feelings. Can you be honest
with
all
of them? Not at all. Not at all. Because you're going to hurt those feelings down the line.
Let's unpack that. New York, hold on, bro. I'm going to come back to you. New York, New York, questioning you. You said not at all. Can you be 100% honest with someone at the same time, still protect their feelings? And we got to go quick. We only got about 5 minutes.
Yeah, not at all. Because at the same time, if somebody's still protecting their feelings, they're protecting their feelings for a certain type of reason, right? I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, if y'all moved on through certain different types of situations, and they're still holding on and being protective about something. I mean, you can't be completely open, because at the end of the day, if you completely open, it's going to hurt them. It's going to hurt them. They protective in some type of way. So, I mean, that's my take on it.
Okay. Bills Mafia, what you got?
Oh, I don't got anything, yo.
Yeah. All right, Blur, what you got?
I think you can protect somebody's feelings. It's not necessarily the honesty that hurts their feelings. It's how you deliver the message. Like, you can still say what you got to say and be honest about your thoughts or your feelings or the situation, no matter how good or bad they are. But if you tell it to someone nicely, if you predict it, or if you put it in a way that makes it easy for them to understand where you're coming from, and that's not meant to be mean, then yeah. Like, yo, I could think you're the ugliest person in the world, but like, yo, you know what? Now, I think you got a great personality, just, you know, your looks is not your best feature. That's not your go-to. That's not your bag. Like, you going to kill them with kindness. You going to love them to death. I mean, it's different ways. Like, I'm thinking I'm going off the fly. I'm not just saying, yo, I think you dog face ugly. No, I just think like, yo, you got to do what works. You got to accent what works for you. And I mean, maybe it ain't the makeup, or maybe it ain't the body. Like, it's your personality. It's how you wear your hair. Like, you got to do things that's going to make you stand out. Like, it's just all in how you present it.
And that's a nice way of saying it. Like, that's not going to cause no situation.
Yeah.
It's not your face. Way, yeah. It's your hair. It's not your makeup. Your eyebrows not congruent. That's
not how it is. He said the nice way to tell it is, yo, your looks ain't your best feature.
Y'all know what I'm saying. You focus on the positive. Even in delivering bad news or bad situation, you focus on the positive.
Don't explain no more, yo. We done, yo. Oh, what a night, man. Hey, hell of a conversation. Rest in peace, Prince.
They died. I don't realize he died the day after 420. I guess that makes 421.
We still got to get to a four-day work week next week. Childbirth being overrated. We got to talk about this Johnny Depp case that's going on now, defamation lawsuit. I just got to pull some more quotes from it, because that's hilarious, too. But it's good to be back, man. It's been 2 weeks. It's good to be back. Bills Mafia, New York Blur, thanks for calling in. She signs packing up the food because it's time for regular sleep. That's it for tonight, man. Until next week, we'll be back live next week, same time, same place, same channel. So hit us up next week. Bills Mavi, you got anything to say to the people before we roll?
Nah, I'm good. Everybody have a good night.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you calling in. Blur, what you got?
Oh, man, better late than never, man. I'm glad I could join the show tonight. Always a great time talking to you good people. As always, as I've always said, shout out to titties. I'm an ass man myself, though, but shout out to titties. That said, if you run into a chick who ain't got no titties, tell her, like, yo, show them the ass. Don't tell her she ain't got no titties. Say, hey, yo, show off the hips and the ass. That's what guys is into nowadays.
Okay. New York, floor is yours, bro.
Look, I gotta piggyback off that. Yeah, definitely shout out to the titties. Y'all mean, if you got no titties, y'all mean, show your ass. All the way, y'all know what I mean? But if you conservative woman, y'all know what I mean? Protect your body, y'all know what I mean? Protect your body and all that other stuff. Other than that, y'all know what I mean? I got to say, rest in peace to the legend DJ K Slay, y'all know what I mean? He helped out the hip-hop community for a long time. Rest in peace to the homie, y'all know what I mean? Other than that, y'all know what I mean? Communicate with your partner. Communicate with your partner. There's no reason why you should be with your partner for how many other years, you know what I mean? And then you tell them the world, they don't give you an orgasm. Other than that, You know what I mean? Have a safe night. Stay safe. You know what I mean? I just came back on a flight from Vegas. You know what I mean? And when I just landed, they said that the mask mandate is disappearing no more. Like, you know what I mean? You ain't got to wear no mask in the airport or whatever. You know what I mean? Just stay safe. Stay out here. COVID is still real. You know what I mean? Mask up if that's what you really want to. Hit the hand sanitizer, all that. Drink your water, save the bees, you know what I mean? Protect the plants, you know what I mean? Because they giving us oxygen. Other than that, you know what I mean? Stay safe, have a good night, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'll see y'all back next week.
And that's it, man.
Here I come.